Okay, good Rosh everybody. Shavuot Tov. Thank you for joining. I'm a little bit earlier this morning. I appreciate it. As we enter and begin Sefer Vayikra, I'd like to start with a really, really basic question, and that is, what is the takeaway from Sefer Vayikra for us? Sefer Vayikra, of course, is referred to in Chazal as Sefer Toras Kohanim. Toras Kohanim means the laws, the halachas, the rules, the mitzvos for the Kohanim. The crux, the lion's share of Sefer Vayikra really is all about the mitzvos of Karbanos. How Karbanos are brought, the Kohen's responsibility, the Kohen's job, when a Karban is brought, the types of Karbanos that are brought, when a person makes a mistake, mitzvos aseh, mitzvos lo aseh, you want to bring a Karban out of your own goodwill and volition. And that really takes us through the majority of Parshos Vayikra and Tzav. Shmini is Rosh Chodesh Nisan and is sort of a continuity of where we left off in Sefer Shmos. Tazriya Mitzorah, the laws of Tzaraas and Mitzorah. Achrimos, Kedoshim, Emor, Bahar B'chukosai also deal a lot and with significant halachas relating to Eretz Yisrael. Bizman Shah Mishkan Hayakayim, the laws when there was Eretz Yisrael, B'kdushasa, B'tarasa, and really of all of the five Chumashim, Chamisha Chumshei Torah, Sefer Vayikra leaves us a little bit out of the understanding contemporarily and practically, because much of the rules are not really dealing with things that we are dealing with contemporarily and not as applicable. Sefer Bereishis and Shmos, Bamidbar and Dvarim, we could connect to, we could relate to. Sefer Bereishis, of course, is the Sefer of the Avos, the Imos, Sefer HaYasha. We learn about Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. We learn about human beings, individuals, people, stories, anecdotes, things that we can relate to and we understand. We get into the lives of the Avos and the Imos. We appreciate the challenges, the struggles, the trials, the tribulations, the ups, the downs, the relationships, the parental relationships, the parent-child relationships, sibling rivalry. There are things that we could learn from and understand and bring into our lives. Sefer Shmos is the transition from individuals to a community, from individuals to a nation. Am Yisrael fortifies itself. We concretize ourselves as a people. We go from a nation of individuals, of the patriarchs and the matriarchs, to a real, full-fledged, bona fide nation. We stress Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Matan Torah, Binyan HaMishkan, all of the critical, critical elements of what made us a people and made us a nation. The watershed events, really, of all of Jewish history, from Kriyas Yamsuf and Matan Torah, as just described, Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Mishkan, really what makes us a people, what makes us the individuals, and what makes us the nation that we are. So Sefer Bereishis and Shmos, we really can understand and connect to. But Midbar is the sojourn, the 40 years in the desert, the challenges that we had, the Anani HaKavod, the miracles that we were recipients of, the Slav and the Be'er, and all of the incredible things that we saw, that we witnessed. And we understand the challenges of leaving Mitzrayim, entering the Midbar, and the transition from the Midbar to Eretz Yisrael. And then, of course, Sefer Dvarim, the mitzvos, Mishnah Torah, the repetition of the Torah, and everything that Moshe Rabbeinu taught us. But Sefer Vayikra seems to be a Sefer that's very unique, specific to a small class of people and to a specific time that doesn't really, really speak to us. It's the Kohanim, and it's when there was a Mishkan and a Mikdash, of course. But what's the takeaway of Sefer Vayikra? How are we going to spend the next several months? Vayikra, Tzav, Shmini, Tezriya, Mitzorah, Achrimos, Kedoshim, Emor, Bahar, Bechukosai, 2 months plus the laws of the Kohanim, the Karbanos, the laws of Eretz Yisrael, when there was all the halachas that were appropriate, applicable, the Hilchos Shemitah, Yovel, all of the rules that we really, unfortunately, no longer are able to observe, Shibane Beis HaMikdash B'Meher V'Yameinu. What's the takeaway of Sefer Vayikra? I'd like to suggest this morning that Sefer Vayikra is a book of one word. It's a book of responsibility. It's a book of achrayas. The whole Sefer Vayikra concretizes everything that we have done up until this point. Bereishis is amazing. It's creation. It's incredible people, the patriarchs, the matriarchs, the avos, the imos, the shvatim. All of the incredible events that we witness, that we learn about, and that we understand. We see Akedas Yitzchak. We understand about Mechiras Yosef. We can appreciate Yaakov Avinu on his deathbed giving the brachos to his sons. They are incredible events that are almost miraculous events that we touch, that we see, that we feel. But how do we really actualize them? So slowly, slowly we work ourselves from being a nation of individuals to being a nation, a united front. And that happens with Yitzias Mitzrayim, in Kriyas Yamsuf, in Matan Torah, in the Mishkan. We concretize who we are as individuals and make that into a people. But we're almost floating in thin air. And we're flying high and it's almost not real. And we read about the events and we learn and we study all of Sefer Bereishis and Shmos, but we're unable to tap into it because it's almost not real. We relate to the stories, we can understand what it means to formalize and to create ourselves as a unit, as a nation, and as a people. But how does that speak to me, you and I, each and every single of us in our daily lives? It's not enough just to passively understand that our ancestors were incredible people and we as their descendants follow in their footsteps and we have their DNA. Rachel is Imenu, Avram is Avinu, and we are the children of the Avos Nimos, and we were at Matan Torah, and we understand what Yitzias Mitzrayim means to us because Leila Seder HaBaleinu Latova, we will appreciate that we also left Egypt. Chayev Adam Lomar, a person has to actually feel, verbalize, actualize that I left Egypt. But in our daily lives, it's not the miraculous, it's not the incredible, it's not the out of the ordinary, it's not the nisim gluim that make us the nation, the people that we are to fortify and to concretize and to live the lives that we live wherever we are, unfortunately, in the galus and the exile today. That's Sefer Vayikra. Sefer Vayikra makes it real. Sefer Vayikra means that me and you, that each and every single one of us, were able to really, really live everything that Bereishis and Shmos have to teach us. Sefer Vayikra is the nitty-gritty. Sefer Vayikra is dotting the I's and crossing the T's. Sefer Vayikra is the Mishnayos and it's the Gemara. It is everything that we have become through HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealing Himself to the Avos, to the Imos, at Matan Torah, at Har Sinai, at Kriyas Yamsuf, through the Aseres HaMakos, we are able to live that world in Sefer Vayikra. And let me express that this morning and try to show how Sefer Vayikra is a book of Achrayas. It's a Sefer all about responsibility. It's making us the people that we are supposed to be. We're not just a nation and we're not just a religion that lives based upon the past, that lives based upon Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarif, Garachalad, that lives based upon the Dor Midbar, the Dor Yotzi Mitzrayim, the Dor Mikabli HaTorah. We also play a critical role in unfolding and continuing everything that they had done. And that's Sefer Vayikra. And if you take a look, there's one word, I believe, that introduces this concept to us in Sefer Vayikra, in the opening of Parshas Vayikra. Perek Aleph. Pasuk Aleph, the first Pasuk in all of Sefer Vayikra. Vayikra el Moshe. God called to Moshe. Vayidaber Hashem Elav me'ol mo'ed lemor. God spoke to Moshe from the Oel Moed saying, Daber el b'nei Yisrael, speak to the Jewish people, v'amarta aleim, and tell them, Adam ki yakriv miken korban l'Hashem. Adam, when a man offers a korban l'Hashem. And the Mefarshei HaChumash say that the word Adam, man, is a very, very uncommon word to use in the Torah. What should the Torah use? Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'amarta aleim, ish, o isha, man or woman. That's the way the Torah describes individuals. An ish or an isha, a man or a woman. Adam is a person. He was the first man ever created, Adam and Chava. Why is the Torah teaching us the laws of karbanos and using the word Adam? Of course, Adam means man, but Adam is referring to a specific person. The Torah in Pasuk Bey should tell us, Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'amarta aleim, ish ki yakriv miken korban l'Hashem. When a man has to offer a korban l'Hashem, in the plural, or isha, a woman who has to offer a korban. What is the word Adam that's used in this pasuk? Many of the Mefarshei HaChumash are bothered by this. Rashi already hints to the fact that the word Adam is used. But why the word Adam? I'll share with you a comment of the Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer is the son, the famed son of the Chsam Sofer. Ksav Sofer is a very important halachic authority, but has a classic commentary in Chumash as well. And he says something phenomenal, which I believe will help us understand all of Sefer Vayikra. The reason that the Torah here uses the word Adam and not Ish? Because as I noted moments ago, it's referring back to the first man. We're going back to Sefer Bereishis. Adam is Adam HaRishon. And what do we know about Adam HaRishon? What's the first thing that each of us think about when we know Adam? Adam is the person who never, ever took responsibility for his actions. Adam HaRishon was the one who God asked, Adam, why did you eat from the Eitz Hadas Tovara? And what did Adam respond? Ha'isha asher nasata imadi. It's not my fault. I didn't do anything wrong. It's my wife's fault. She convinced me. She's the one who's really, really at fault. Not me. Everything I did is fine. And thus, at the beginning of the Torah, we see at the outset the lack of responsibility that the first man is willing to accept. And thus the Torah tells us when you start Sefer Vayikra, when it comes to the rules, the halachas, and the mitzvos of karbanos, the first thing that you need to know is you have to take responsibility for your actions. Adam ki yakri miken korban Hashem. Don't be like Adam HaRishon. Don't be irresponsible. Don't close your eyes. Don't look the other way and blame others. You've made a mistake in your life. You need to bring a korban, be willing to fess up to it, to admit it, and to acknowledge your mistake. Acknowledge your errors. Recognize where you've gone right and where you've gone wrong. And recognize the changes that need to be made. Adam ki yakriv miken korban la'ashem min ha-behema, min ha-bakor, min ha-tzom, takriv es korbanchem. Korbanos is all about acknowledgement, recognition, assignment. And understanding that I've erred, that I've done something wrong. I need to bring a korban. Sometimes it's a chata, sometimes it's an asham. Sometimes I'll bring a korban because I did the right thing. Sometimes I'll bring a korban because I recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did good for me. A korban shlamim, a korban tod. I have to thank Hashem. I have to acknowledge God's goodness, kindness in my life. I have to recognize and understand that God plays a role in my life and that things that happen don't happen for naught and don't happen for a happenstance. And thus, Sefer Vayikra takes us back to the beginning of Kol HaTorah Kula, to the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, Sefer Bereishis, where Adam HaRishon turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and is willing to acknowledge and not acknowledge a mistake that he made, and says, Ha'isha asher nosata imadi. It's my wife's fault. And Chava does the same thing. And the story continues because their child, Cain, does the same thing. Because when Cain kills Hevel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to Cain and says, Cain, ayei Hevel achicha, where's Hevel, your brother? And what does Cain respond? Hashomer achi anochim? I don't know. I'm not responsible. Am I my brother's keeper? I'm not in charge of him. And what are they engaged in? Karbanos. They're engaged in offerings. They're engaged in sacrifices. And the whole purpose, the whole point of a sacrifice of a korban is likarev kirva. Karov is to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Cain is unwilling to acknowledge the death, the murder that of his brother. And when he says those words, Hashomer Achi Anochi, and when it's related and connected to a korban, and he's not willing to acknowledge the error, the mistake that he made, the world continues in its downward spiral and it goes to the next generation as well. And of course, who we introduce to again? Noach. And Noach as well in the creation and the development, the evolution of the world is also somebody who's not willing to take responsibility. Because we refer to the Mabel as Mei Noach, the waters, the flood of Noach. Because Noach is not willing to take responsibility for his people, for his generation. He's not willing to stand up. He's not willing to say, we have something to rectify, to fix. I can take responsibility for my people. He only goes into the table with his family. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognizes that he can't take responsibility for others. And he fights God tooth and nail. Until he's finally willing to enter that teva. Hashem has to hold his hand to bring him into the teva because he's not strong enough, bold enough to acknowledge and to take the achrayas, to take the responsibility. And the world continues in its downward spiral of lack of responsibility until enter Yehuda, Yaakov's son, who we find on two accounts is able to be a man of responsibility, of acknowledgement, and that, by the way, is his name. Yehuda's milashon hodeh, lehodos, Hodeh, modeh, modim means to acknowledge, to recognize, to admit. Yehuda. And of course, that's the reason that we are referred to as Yehudim. A Jew is a Yehuda, is Yehudi. Yehudi means to acknowledge, to admit, to take responsibility. That's all of Sefer Vayikra is all about being the Yehudim. To be a Jew means to take achrayis, to take responsibility. To take responsibility in our relationship between man and God, and to take responsibility in our relationships between man and man, with other people. And we're seeing it now, it's unbelievable. The amount of tzedakah and chesed for Achenu Bnei Yisrael in Ukraine, the amount of Jews who are so deeply involved in taking achrayis and responsibilities, the stories, the funding, the philanthropy, the amount that we are doing for our siblings, for our brothers and sisters, for those who are under stress. But achrayis means taking responsibility, and Yehuda did it twice. Yehuda is willing to acknowledge the error, the mistake, the relationship that he had with Tamar, his daughter-in-law. And the first time that somebody admits, acknowledges responsibility is Yehuda, when he says, Tzad kamimeni, she's correct, I made a mistake, it's true, I had a relationship with her. When Tamar says, whoever the chosmos and the psilim belong to, that's the individual who I had a relationship with, and Yehuda says, Tzad kamimeni, 100%, I admit, I acknowledge, I was wrong, I erred. And Yehuda does it again when his brother is sold. What does Yehuda say? Ma betza ki kisinu es dama. What's it worth if we're going to cover up our brother's blood? Okay, I understand. We've made a decision that we're going to take Yosef and call him out. But if we're going to cover it up, if we're not willing to acknowledge, to admit our guilt, if we can't tell our father what we've done, then I don't hold of what you're doing. Then I'm going to take my brother out of the pit and we have to come up with another plan. Because if there's a cover-up, if we're not going to admit what we have done, if we can't be the people that we are supposed to be responsible, if we can't be balei achrayas, then we've done it all wrong and we're unable to be the light unto the nation, we're unable to be the or lagoyim. And the Sefer Vayikra takes us back to Bereishis with that very one word, Adam. Adam and not Ish. Adam and not Isha. Because Sefer Vayikra is all about Achrayas, all about responsibility. Bereishis gets us going. It's the foundation. It's creation. Shmos creates us into a nation. But a nation can only be successful if we dot the I's and cross the T's and stand up and be strong and to acknowledge and to admit, to recognize and to understand. And that's what Karbanos is all about. Karbanos is all about the recognition and the understanding of responsibility, knowing where we erred, knowing where we did good, knowing where we didn't do good. And at that point, recognizes what we can do to do better. If you continue toward the end of Sefer Vayikra, this emerges again in another very, very powerful way. Perek Dalet, chapter 4 of Sefer Vayikra, Pasuk Chaf Beis 22, page 558. In the art scroll stone, Chumash, the Torah introduces us to a particular type of korban that the Nasi brings, that the chief, the leader, brings. And take a look at this pasuk. Asher nasi yecheta. When a leader, when a master, when a ruler, when a chief sins. And the Torah tells us, and Rashi notes, that the word asher is a very difficult way to introduce a new verse. Asher is a continuation. Asher means because. But how could the pasuk begin? Perek Dalet, pasuk of Beis. Asher nasi yecheta. When a ruler, when a leader, when a chief sins. So Rashi says that the word asher is a reference to a very famous word that we all know. Asher is from the word ashrei. Ashrei yoshvei veisecha. What's the word ashrei mean? Ashrei means praise. So asks Rashi, if the word asher nasi echata, when a ruler sins, when a leader sins, when a leader fails us, how is that a praise? Says Rashi, Ashrei hador shehanasi shelo nosein lev lahavi kapar al shegagaso. Praiseworthy is the generation that has a leader, a ruler, a chief that's willing to acknowledge and to admit his fault. When a leader fails us and admits, acknowledges, recognizes, understands his mistake that he made accidentally, says Rashi, kal v'chomer shemischaret azdonosav. Certainly he will acknowledge and be willing to fess up to a mistake that he made purposefully. Is there any greater simon? Is there any greater sign of the beauty and the truth of the Torah that there's a korban, there's a sacrifice that's brought for a chief, for a ruler, for a leader who makes a mistake? Because we recognize, we acknowledge, we admit that a ruler, a leader can make a mistake. And yes, leaders sometimes do fail us. And we've all been witness to that. Some closer to home, some farther than home. But we all know that that's a feasibility and that's possible. And the Torah is willing to attest. And the Torah is willing to sign off. And the Torah is willing to acknowledge and to recognize and show that yes, a Nasi can fail us. A leader can make a mistake. But Ashrei Hador, praiseworthy is the generation. Asher Nasi Yachata. It's okay. We all make mistakes. We're not perfect. We understand that. There's no Jew who's perfect. Not the greatest and not the weakest. But we all do make mistakes. And thus there's a special korban assigned to the chief, to the ruler, to the leader. And that's Rashi's focus and stress. And recognize for a moment now, who is the Torah talking to? The Torah is not talking in Tav Shin Pei Beis, 2022, to our leaders. And we have wonderful, incredible leaders. And we recognize them. But yeah, we understand that they can make mistakes. We get that. But we're talking about Sefer Vayikra. We're talking about Aaron HaKohen. We're talking about Nadav and Avihu Elazar v'Isam. We're talking about Moshe. We're talking about the greats. These are the patriarchs and the matriarchs, and even they, we are willing to say that they can make a mistake, and they can acknowledge an error, and they can do something wrong. And if they can do it, then we should also understand thousands upon thousands of years later that the same thing is true. And thus we see the theme of Sefer Vayikra, Parshios, Vayikra, Tzav, and really all of Sefer Vayikra is all about responsibility and acknowledgement. And in his famed work, Sichos Musar, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, although he didn't write the Sichos Musar, they're his lectures that he gave for years and years in the Mir Yeshiva, his lecture to Sefer Vayikra is titled Achrayas, responsibility. That's all what Sefer Vayikra is about. Taking responsibility, being the people that we are supposed to be, can be, acknowledging when we do good and when we don't good. But it's not just this Rashi about the Nasi. And it's not just the Ksav Sofer, the word Adam Kiyakar Miken Korban Hashem, but the Kleyakar. The Kleyakar at the end of Parshas Vayikra refers us to the Korban Asham. The Korban Asham is a guilt offering that's brought. Because yes, we're guilty. We've done some things wrong. We've made mistakes, we've made errors. And Rashi explains to us that when we make a mistake, and when we make an error, and we don't do what we're supposed to do, that the Torah is telling us that we have to bring this special korban, the korban asham. And the purpose of the korban asham is to recognize, Rashi, in Perek Hei, chapter 5, Sefer Vayikra, Pasuk of Aleph, that the Torah tells us, nefesh kisechata, when an individual makes a mistake and sins, umalab momal mashem, and creates treachery against God, says Rashi, listen to these powerful words. Kishiyakir be'atzmo loshu b'tshuva. Lodas ulehizvados tichata ve'ashem. When a person is recognizing, understanding, acknowledges the mistake that he made and he recognizes it, he's ready to do tshuva, to understand what he's done, to commit to do better, and to be misvada, and to ultimately do tshuva, and to do vidui, to confess. And this is what tshuva, by the way, is all about. Sefer Vayikra, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, tshuva and vidui, the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, all emerges from Sefer Vayikra. And we don't even know really what Yom Kippur is all about. Yom Kippur is all about Karbanos, as the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva. The Yom Kippur that we have today pales in comparison to Yom Kippur truly, because Yom Kippur was focused on Korban Kirva, Karov, Likarev, to recognize, to acknowledge, to confess. And that's what the Kohen did, and that's what we did every single Yom Yom Kippur. Today we don't have the Korban. We don't have this ability. But let me share with you the words of the Klei Yakar. The Klei Yakar in his explanation. At the end of Parshas Vayikra, in the Korban Asham explains as follows. Ki hu more le'atzmo heter. A person typically finds a way to say that what I did was okay. We refer back to Adam, to Cain, to Noach. All the beginning of Sefer Bereishis, we find a way to explain and to farenfer, like we say, everything that we've done. All the mistakes that we've made. Ah, I'm okay. It's not so bad. What I did can really be explained as follows. Somebody did something to me. That's why I did this sin. That's why I committed this error. It's chava. I don't know where my brother is. Hashomer achi anochi. Noach, everybody was stealing. The whole generation was a generation of a gazlanim. What do you want from me? Lefi dimyono. But it's all just a dimyon, says the Klei Yakar. I'm making it up. I'm living in a fake reality. I think that I've done something wrong, or I'm not sure and I'm not willing to admit it, and therefore I procrastinate. Lefichach, says the Klei Yakar, b'yom shishim, b'yom shiyasim, asher b'nafsho, the day that a person is willing to offer a guilt offering, v'yakir ta'uso, and to recognize his mistake, v'chilotov asa be'amav, and I didn't do something right. I have to be willing to take responsibility. I have to fess up to my error. I have to return the stolen item that I stole. I have to do tshuva. I have to repent. I have to do vidui. I have to confess. And this is Sefer Vayikra, this is Parshios Vayikra and Tzav. It's the totality, it's the theme of the entire book. It's the reality of what makes us the nation that we are. We don't live just piggybacking upon the Avos, the Imos. We don't just live based upon the Mekablei Torah, the Dor Yotzei Mitzrayim. But in order to concretize, to inculcate, to continue all that we have learnt in Sfarim, Bereishis, Sefer HaYasha, Sefer Shmos, Sefer HaGeula, is for us to continue the path by admitting, to acknowledging, to knowing, and taking responsibility. And if you continue throughout Sefer Vayikra, you see that this continues, and in the most powerful way, in Parsha Shmini, which we will read. And the Torah tells us in Perek Vav, chapter 6, Pasuk Tezayin, Sefer Vayikra, page 594 in the Art Scroll Stone Chumash, the last pasuk on the page, there was a debate, a dialogue, a conversation, a difference of opinion, a debate in the first, maybe we could say, debate, machlokes that we ever see in the Torah about a halachic situation. Aaron HaKohen, Vayhi Bayom HaShmini. It was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the day that the Mishkan was erected, the day that he was placed, chosen to be Kohen. The first Korbanos ever were brought. And on that very day, Aaron's two sons, Nadav and Avihu, were taken away. Nadav and Avihu were killed because, of course, they brought an offering that they were not chosen to and they were not told to. An Esh Zara, a foreign flame. And that put Aaron HaKohen in a situation called an Onen. An Onen is in between death and burial. Aaron is an Onen. And Aaron is required to bring Korbanos on that day. And Aaron understands that because he's an Onen, Lo achalti be'oni mimenu, it's prohibited, it's usur for an Onen, even Aaron HaKohen, to offer any sacrifices. He can't be involved in any of the avoda. And Moshe turns to him and tells him, you've made an error. You've made a mistake. And that's what the Torah tells us in Shmini, Pasuk Perek Yud, Pasuk Tezayin. Es Seir HaChatos Dorash Dorash Moshe Vihine Saraf. Moshe Rabbeinu questioned Aaron very strongly and asked him why he did not bring the Soyer Rosh Chodesh, why he didn't bring the Rosh Chodesh offering. Vayiktsov Al Elozer v'Ali Samar b'nei Aaron ha'nosarim lemor. Moshe Rabbeinu got angry, got upset, Not only at Aaron, but at Aaron's two sons, Allah says, you have a responsibility. It's the first day. It's the day that the Mishkan is being inaugurated. It's the day that the Mishkan is erected. You're required to bring a korban. Madu Allah achaltem esachatas b'makom hakodesh. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Perek Yud. Why did you not offer the korban chatas? Why did you not eat it? Ki kodesh kodashim huv also nasa nachem lasa isis avon ha'eda l'chaper aleyan l'fnei Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu rips into Aaron, into Elazar. And Aaron needs to respond. Aaron has an explanation. Aaron understands that he's not able. He's unable. He's prohibited from bringing the Sayer of Rosh Chodesh, the Sayer that is special for Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And he tells this to Moshe, Pasuk Yotes, Veidaber Aaron o Moshe, Hein hayomi krivos chatosam, Vesolos mofne Hashem, Vatikreni osikele, Vachalti chatas hayom, Hayita bene Hashem. I'm unable to do it because I'm an onen. The other korbanos of the day, the unique, special, Kotche Shah, those I'm able to bring. But the Kotche Doros, the Sari Rosh Chodesh, I'm unable to bring. And there's a debate and there's a dialogue. And Aaron responds with a volley to Moshe. How will Moshe respond? He understands that Aaron is correct. And there are four words, the last four words in Perek Yud, chapter 10 of Sefer Vayikra, Parsha Shmini. Vayishma Moshe Vayitav Ve'enav. Moshe hears what Aaron says and is pleased with Aaron's response. He recognizes, he acknowledges his mistake so much so that the Medrash says, Hotzi Kruz. Moshe sent out a proclamation, says, I made a mistake, Ta'isi. I erred, V'lo Bosh. And Moshe wasn't embarrassed. Moshe was willing to admit his guilt. Ho de v'lo bosh, says Rashi. Pasuk Chav, Moshe acknowledged, admitted his error. He admitted that he had made a mistake. He was not embarrassed. Lo bosh lomar lo shamati. Moshe was not embarrassed to say, I didn't get it right. I didn't understand. You, Aaron, you figured it out. You're correct. You're the Kohen Gadol. You were able to make the decision that was correct. I erred. I made a mistake. I'm willing to take responsibility. I acknowledge what I've done wrong. And as I noted, the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu sent out a telegram to all of Klal Yisrael, to Bnei Yisrael, said, I made a mistake. I erred. And here, for one of the first times in all of Chamisha Chumshei Torah, we see the acknowledgement of a mistake, of an error, the recognition to take responsibility when things don't go the right way. Hode velo velo bosh lomar lo shamati. Vayitav be'enav. Hotzi kruz. And thus, Sefer Vayikra takes us from Parshas Vayikra to Parshas Tzav to Parshas Shmini. All taking achrayas responsibility, and that's why Sefer Vayikra comes after Bereishis and Shmos, after the grandeur, the incredible ability that Klal Yisrael have to make a nation, and all of the incredible events that we read about, that we understand, that we study, that make us the people who we are. But what makes us me, and what makes you, you, and what makes each of us the people that we are supposed to be the nation, and the mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh, is we're able to take responsibility. Not just when we make a mistake, but we take responsibility also when things are good, when things are right. That I recognize that you, Hashem, have done a good thing for me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have done for me a tova. The birchas hagomel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for protecting me from saving me. That's what tefillah is. Shachris, mincha, and mariv, which are all keneged karbonos. Shachris is keneged the karbon tamid shel boker. Minchas keneged the korban tamid shel bein arba'im. Marav is keneged the evarim and the pedarim, because korban is lekarev, is korban is karov. It's about taking responsibility. Adam ki yakriv miken korban laHashem, and that's what we do when we daven, when we get up in the morning and we pray shachris. In the middle of the day, mincha. At night, marav. We're acknowledging, we're admitting, we're recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without you, we have nothing. And the only way for the Jew, for the Jewish people, for the Jewish community, for the Jewish nation, to be able to continue to be the Mamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh, to take the baton from our parents and from our grandparents, from our great-grandparents, all the way back to Matan Torah, to Kriyas Yamsuf, to Yitzias Mitzrayim, to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, to Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, we're able to be those people that we can be. And that continues throughout Sefer Vayikra, Tazriya and Mitzora. Because Tzaras is when we are punished because we didn't recognize what we did wrong. And we didn't take responsibility. When you take responsibility, that's Parshas Vayikra and Tzav. I bring a korban, I recognize, I acknowledge, I admit. Tazria Mitzorah, the next two Parshas, is when I don't recognize, when I don't fess up to the mistake I made. And what does a Kodesh Baruch Hu have to do? It's a punishment. It's a punishment. It's an onesh. That's what Tazria, that's Mitzorah, that's a Tzaras, and Mitzorah is. Because I did something wrong. As the Gemara tells us in Maseches Erchin, there are multiple reasons that a person would be the recipient of Tzaras, man or woman. And it's only because I didn't admit, I didn't acknowledge, and I wasn't willing to say that I did something wrong. And that's when error occurs. And that's when mistakes creep in. And that's when we are not being the people that we can be. And the rest of Sefer Vayikra, Achrei Mosim Kedoshim, Emor, Behar, Bichukosai, the Parshios of Eretz Yisrael, the Mitzvos Hatluyos Baaretz, Shemitah, Yovel, and everything, and all the rules and halachas that we learn about the latter part of Sefer Vayikra are all about responsibility, achrayas. Eretz Yisrael's Einei Hashem Elokecha Mereisei Shoshan Barachrei Shoshan. It's the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks after us from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's closest relationship that He has with each and every single human being. And when we don't recognize what we have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to take it away from us. Eretz Yisrael is the land of responsibility. It's the place where we have to be better, stronger, more united. Yerushalayim is the Lashon of Shalem, Shlemos. It's the place where we're closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The closer we are to Hashem, the more responsibility we have to take, just like in the relationships that we have with our family and friends. The closer the relationship is, the more responsibility we have. And if we bond to be responsible to God, and we want to have a relationship with God, we must be responsible. And of course, each and every single year, Sefer Vayikra, either is right before Purim, as it is this year, Parsha Zachor, or it's immediately after Purim. And Purim is all about responsibility. And who takes responsibility more than anybody else, as Rav Chaim Shmulevitz points out, in his Maimer to Parsha Vayikra, Achrayitz, it's Esther. Esther's the one who's willing to stand up and to proclaim, you gotta fast, even though it's Leil HaSeder. It's Pesach. And Esther proclaims a fast, asks Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, where was Mordechai? Who's Esther to do that? Where was Mordechai? Why did Mordechai do that? Mordechai's been the one pushing all along. And Esther takes responsibility, he explains. Esther's the one who's willing to step up. And she says, Tzomu alai, fast for me. And she understands and she has this sense of responsibility pulsating in her heart for the Jewish people, for Klal Yisrael. She understands full well what it means to be a responsible party and responsible for the Jewish people, for Klal Yisrael. And she's willing to step up and to stand up, and she goes there at Tainus. She proclaims a fast on Pesach. That means there's no matzah. Unbelievable. How could she do that? Where did she understand? And how was she able to push that forward? Because she understood the responsibility of position and what it called for at that moment. And all of Sefer and Megillas Esther takes its turn when Esther begins to understand her role more and more and stands up, not like Adam, not like Cain, and not like Noah. But Esther's strength, her fortitude, and her ability to stand up is what allows us to celebrate the Yontif that we do annually, and in the same context as Sefer Vayikra. And of course, as we read yesterday in the Haftorah for Parsha Zachar, this is exactly the failure of Shaul. When Shmuel tells him, Im katon ata be'einecha rosh shivte Yisrael ata. Don't make yourself so small. If you don't recognize who you are, if you don't understand that you're the king, and melech shemachal al kvodo in kvodo machal, you can't just push aside the honor that's due to you, then you no longer deserve to be a king. Vayikra me'elov, as the Pasuk tells us in the Haftorah, Shmuel rips away the kingdom, the malchus of Shaul, but he can't take responsibility. You think you're small? Im katan ata beinecha? You think you're small? You want to be small? That's fine. But if you want to be small, you can't be a king. Because we ripped it away from Adam, and we ripped it away from Noach, we ripped it away from Cain. Esther, Mordechai, And each and every single one of us can take responsibility. And that's the purpose, that's the point, that's the message, that's the goal of all of Sefer Vayikra. That's why Dafka follows after Sfarim of Bereishis and Shmos. We don't go immediately to Bamidbar. Because chronologically speaking, we should just go from Bereishis to Shmos and to Bamidbar, because Bamidbar is the continuation of all of Sefer Shmos. Parshas Bishlalach is the beginning of year one in the Midbar. So just go to the Midbar. What are we taking such a large break with Sefer Vayikra, Torah, Skoni, the mitzvahs? The answer is it's the minutiae, it's the details, it's the small stuff. It's the book of responsibility that needs to be the third book right in the middle between Bereishis and Shmos on one side, Bamidbar and Dvarim on the other side. We need to learn to be responsible people, to take achrayis in our relationships, bein adam l'makom and bein adam l'chavero. Adam ki yakriv mikan korban l'Hashem. That's who we are, that's who we can be, that's who we always will be. This is what we celebrate Purim, and this is the people that we have to look up to. B'siyata d'shmaya b'esas Hashem. We should be able to do what we can do, what we're supposed to do, to live the message of Sefer Vayikra, the importance of Sefer Vayikra, understand who we are, what we're doing, and Mirtz Hashem, we will be able to live our lives appropriately and properly following all of Sfarim, Bereishis, and Shmos. Wishing everybody a wonderful, wonderful day.